We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a football Friday here in the city of Philadelphia. And on the Marks and Reese show, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. Ike, I am in a tremendous mood today.
How about that?
A great mood.
How about that?
Coming in here. How about you?
Well, listen, I typically am in a pretty good mood.
You are.
On Fridays, I mean, let's face it, this is getting us ready for the weekend. We are a Saturday and Sunday type of a show. Especially this time of the year, you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
College football all day tomorrow. We got the Eagles Sunday. I'm excited. You know, listen, it's Michigan week for me. That doesn't mean much to many of you out here, but it's a big weekend for myself. And then the Eagles at 1 o'clock Sunday in a pretty big game against the Carolina Panthers, man.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Pretty big game against the Carolina Panthers.
I think when you look at it, and if it's a loss, it's like, wow, that was a really big loss. It's almost like they have to win to make people be like, all right, we're doing all right. Like, there's a loss here, people are going to be angry.
Yeah, 3-4.
Yes.
You know, the back and the forth, back and forth. Nah, they need to go on a win streak here. I think they're primed to. I think they're past all those things that ailed them the first few weeks of the season. Carson Wentz has looked better every week. The sacks have gone down every week. The quarterback hits have gone down every week. The offense is starting to round into form, right? You got the leader out there, a guy whose play typically lifts up the other guys around them. Listen, the offensive line still has room to get better. No doubt about that. This will be another test for them come Sunday. We'll get into that. But the other things, I think that Carson has a direct impact on that side of the football, are certainly getting better. And for some reason, people tend to think, you know, those last couple of games to end the season and the two games in the playoffs at home last year sort of gave this team an identity of they're a defensive-oriented team. They are not. They aren't.
No. Yep.
They weren't last year. We thought they would need to be until Carson came back. That certainly was the calling card. But this is an offensive team. The head coach is obviously an offensive guy. He's calling the plays. And this team is going to go as far as number 11 takes them. And I think he's ready to go to another level. He's ready to take it to the next level.
I agree mostly with what you're saying. But there still is the worries that I have that I'm still not past. See, with the Giants, you felt good after the win last week.
I felt
good, too. But then in the corresponding week and a day now, some things creep back into my mind to where you come out blazing and saying that you feel like that they're past the first stumbles of the season.
Yeah.
And this is now you're going to see the Eagles team that we saw in the middle of last season, a year ago now. You're going to see them start rolling a little bit.
Yeah, I do believe that. Because it's gotten there gradually. They still had some bumps along the way in the Tennessee game. For whatever reason, they got off to a slow start offensively in the game against Minnesota at home. Don't understand that. But they finished that game not from a touchdown standpoint, but from a just moving the football, controlling the time of possession. You look at that second half of the Minnesota Vikings game, and then the four quarters they played against the New York Giants. The last six quarters that the offense has been on the field, look at some of the numbers that they've been able to put up yardage-wise, first down-wise, even points-wise. When you look at that fourth quarter of that Vikings game, 30-plus points in the game against the New York Giants, I think they have finally sort of gotten into a good rhythm. More importantly, I think they've gotten that whole last year Super Bowl, wait on Carson to get back. Now Carson's going to carry us. They've gotten past that, and now they are going to start playing better. They are going to start playing better as a team because their play needed to catch up to Carson Wentz's play.
Yeah, we have, and we have Lane Johnson coming on at 4:30 today. And the one question that I had written down to make sure, like, this is the main question that I want to know from Lane Johnson today, is what you just said. Is that officially over? Because it's not something that you can quantify or put in a unit or say you don't know what it's going to mean and what it's going to do, that after the Super Bowl thing with Carson not being healthy. But it does feel like that period of the season, that particular portion of it, I feel like that we've moved past that.
Yeah.
And I'll definitely feel like that if they come out and they not only beat the Panthers, but I need to see a win against the Jags, too. The Jags stink. I don't want to, I don't want to hear.
They certainly are a mediocre team.
Yeah, they're certainly. They got busted by the Cowboys last week.
Yeah.
Crushed.
Yeah, 40 points on that defense.
So here's what I'll say. All right, this week with the Eagles, I expect them to win. I expect them to beat the Panthers. I really do. I expect them to go out there. I'll give you my final score right now.
Do it at the top of the show.
31-16.
Ooh, 31-16.
I expect to see more of the same offense. I expect to see more of Alshon Jeffrey. God, remember he was talking about, Ben, you have that? He was talking about that, you know, no one bleeps with us. Mm-hmm. The cockiness seemed like it was back with the team.
Yeah, man, just always just tell them, ain't nobody with us. That's what I always say.
This is about the offense. You said it. It's about the passing offense.
Yeah.
It's about Carson Wentz.
Yeah, and I got a score very similar to yours. I'm going 34-17. Yeah, you know, my score is very similar to yours. 34-17.
And weren't you worried that everybody thought this was going to be too easy this week?
Well, and here's the thing. I don't necessarily believe it's going to be an easy game. I think the Eagles will eventually pull away from them.
I agree with you because it's going to be tighter in the first half.
Yeah.
And here's what you're going to see tonight. Eagles scoring touchdowns again like you saw last week.
Mm-hmm.
And the Panthers scoring field goals,
yeah.
They'll have similar yardage totals, but the Eagles are finished. That's what I saw last week that gives me reason to be positive is I saw them finish drives, but it was against the Giants, which leads me to this. Yeah. They win impressively on Sunday. I'm still not totally going to be able to think that all this is past just because they beat the Panthers, who, by the way, almost lost to the Giants, who suck, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll feel that. Talk to me after the Jags game. That's what I'll say. I'm not convinced this team is past all this. Some reasons, the starting left tackle, Jason Peters, who's going to be not only playing, but playing now, he's even more injured than he was before. We never talk about the fact he tore his ACL and he came back from it. He looks like he tore an ACL last year, a quad injury. Now he's got a torn bicep. I still worry about the secondary. You know, last week, everything was great.
Right.
We'll see this week. All right? So talk to me after. This is what I say. Talk to me after the Jacksonville game. Talk to me during the bye week if I think that, this team is back. They're back, baby. 888-729-9494.
That's fair. You need to see a little more.
You don't.
I believe I'm just jumping ahead of the curve, right? And this is not for me to say I told you so. I saw it first. I feel like they've turned that corner. I do. I feel like offensively, they got a little something going. Nelson, Alshon, even Jordan Matthews with a couple big catches in that game last week against the Giants. You know, Zach Ertz doing what he does. You know, the running game, if there's any area I want to see continue to get better, is the running backs. I do. Not that they played poorly last week, not by any stretch of the imagination, but it's going to take me a couple weeks for them to sort of ease my concerns from we don't need to go out and get Le'Veon or something like that.
Well, I'll never feel like that.
Right.
Unless they bring in somebody else that says, now we don't need Le'Veon.
Right.
It's a really important 2-week stretch here.
Yeah.
For the Eagles, because then you have the bye week, and then it's divisional.
Yep.
Divisional last
heavy,
eight games.
Heavy. Five of the last eight games.
888-729-9494.
And the other three will be against teams that may win their own division. In Houston, the Rams, and the Saints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It at least looks right now that depending on what the division teams, you don't really know what to expect, especially being divisional games and how they've performed in their games. They've looked good some weeks. They haven't looked good in other weeks. But, I mean, I wish that I could honestly sit here and say, like, yeah, man, we're good. We're good. Go get them. I don't feel like that. I'm worried about Jason Peters. I'm worried about the offense being one-dimensional. And defensive coordinator saying, like, all right, we know what you're going to do. We have to try to stop you. We know you can't run the football. We know you're not going to run the football against us. and we can stop you. They're the things that I worry about. I mean, listen, the team cleaned some stuff up last week. Penalties. Are they going to continue having the penalties? There was too much bad play between everybody that still makes me say, no, I need to see more. Need to see more. 888-729-9494. You can text that number. You can call that number. You can tweet us at Mark Cerise WIP on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get that going. I know Ben probably doesn't feel great about the Eagles this week, because he just, in his heart of hearts, he wants them to win, but he doesn't think. He was already doing his bye week stuff where it's like, they're bad out of the bye. They got to win this game this week.
Dude, here's the thing with this team, and I believe this team can win the Super Bowl. I don't have any doubts of that. They played five games that made you feel worse. Even in the wins, you felt worse. And then they played one game against arguably the worst team in the NFL.
That's true.
And suddenly we're crowning them. Oh, no, they're back. They have a lot to prove to me. I'm not there yet.
The Giants game made me at least remember what they were before, but it doesn't mean they're going to turn back into that, into the Giants.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
Yeah.
I'll get there, but I need more evidence. I need more evidence. They maybe had that look, but, I mean, come on. The Giants?
Mm-hmm.
Giants are terrible. We'll start with your phone calls coming up next. Big Football Friday show. Elliot Shore Parks at 3 o'clock. John Clayton, the professor, at 3:35. Two chances to win $1,000 at 3 and 4. Lane Johnson. Lane went on with Colin Cowherd earlier in the week.
He did.
And Cowherd was really on him earlier in the offseason, mm-hmm. and they kind of broke bread, and Cowherd wasn't – he asked the tough questions he needed to, but he was nice about it. But is that part of the thing? Do you think Lane sees what everybody talked about with the Super – do you think the team sees that there really is something – I can't explain it, but there really is something to start a season after winning the Super Bowl? Or will he poo-poo it?
Yeah, I think so, because I believe he believes that he's done everything that he needs to do to be prepared and be ready to go coming into the season. Like, for a player, that's why when Big V said what he said, that was so disheartening, because you're basically saying you didn't do your job this offseason. You basically took the offseason off and didn't prepare yourself the way you should have. Mm-hmm. And I always go back to the leader, the guy who's setting the standards. You know, Carson Wentz, Fletcher Cox. Doesn't look like Fletcher Cox took the offseason off.
No.
He talked about being defensive player of the year, and he's going out there trying to get it.
No, he looks like it.
So I don't even think Lane necessarily
understands the concept.
No, I think he understands. I don't think he did this offseason. I just believe that.
Yeah, but it's also not doing anything. Like, I guess that's mm-hmm. my point. It's not that they were doing anything. They were just reacting naturally to winning a Super Bowl. That's what you do. The season goes later. Everybody talks about you and how great you are.
But you still got to train
something.
Well, did you train?
Sure.
Yeah, did you train? Well, he knows when he felt like he had something to prove after being suspended for 10 games and he came back.
Definitely.
So he did something that offseason.
We'll discuss. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, Football Friday.
I'll be interested to hear his answer.
And, yeah. No. Yeah, I will be, too. Because I think there's something there that's just difficult to describe why. Right?
But it's not everybody.
No. Not
I just told you a couple
Carson.
Guys. Yeah, I don't think Fletcher took the summer off.
Yeah,
I don't think Malcolm took the summer off.
And it's, you know, like, it's easier to get up when it's a little bit cold out and to come in here and be in a good mood after last night's just thrilling performance by Markelle Fultz. You know, I was really, really, the crowd, it was a special moment last night with Markelle.
Come on, man.
The fans getting up, what do you mean? The fans getting up.
Support.
Rounding ovation. Like, come on, man. Like, willing him to hit one of those garbage three-pointers that he hit and scored 9 fourth-quarter points.
What, you weren't encouraged by the 9 points?
It was a great night to be a 76er fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.